Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, a host at BBS Radio, Bridging Wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time. I would like to offer you the opportunity to become a host on BBS. Please call to inquire about the radio program that you would like to air at area code 530-876-9026. Program hosts are now broadcasting live from the USA, Canada, Australia, UK, Italy, South Africa, and Japan, and more people from all over 190 countries are now tuning in. For more information, please scroll to the left side of the menu on any of the pages of BBS and note becoming a host. If you would like to become a guest of a program, note that it is also located on the left side of the menu of any of the main pages of BBS. BBS is one of the largest, oldest, and most well-known all-internet talk radio networks in the world, and they provide radio talk show hosts with an excellent platform for their programming. So listen up and tune in. Expand your vision on the web and around the world. Become a host at the BBS Radio Network.
Hello, we're on the air. This is Bridging Wisdom program with Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. Tonight is going to be just phenomenal because I have with me one of the most profound teachers of mine in the universal World Wide Web as well as the metaphysical world. He is well-rounded in any type of given gift that you want to discuss. He is I'm speechless to even begin to tell you what all there is to know about Michael Goger. Everyone knows Michael Goger from Yahoo days and his broadcasting on Blog Talk, which is every Wednesday night at 7 to 9, as well as Tuesdays. He has a profound show that is at 1 o'clock, I believe. Michael Goger, how are you? And welcome to the show.
That was, man, you got me. I got goosebumps from the introduction. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome. You can call me Kathy. You always do. Nobody calls me. Yeah, let me tell the active listening audience that have just tuned in. My name is Kathy, but my brothers and sisters could not pronounce Kathy. It came out Tassie, and that's how I got my nickname, which pretty much everyone calls me Tassie. But my professionalism, I go with Kathy Cook.
So, but I like Tassie because that's what caught my attention.
So I call it
Tassie.
Well, tell me, how was your New Year's?
Phenomenal. I had life-changing experiences. I had an expansion of consciousness. I had a transcendental experience. I got swept off my feet.
Wow.
Yeah. How was yours?
It was speechless. It was beyond words. It was, I had a stomach virus, but I was out there. I was changing, and as you called it on a reading not too long ago, that I'd be going through a lot of transformation and shedding negative energy, which totally went out the door as soon as that clock struck, and it was somewhere in between destiny. That's all I've got to say. I mean, it's just, it was amazing.
Very memorable.
And I look very much forward to the year 2011. I believe that the universe is going to have a lot of good things happen, good changes. And I know it looks kind of rough out there right now with the economy. But come February, March, it's going to just flip around so fast that people aren't even going to remember this devastation that they're in.
Yes. I do world predictions, but I don't do world predictions because I got to say what I'm given, and people say sometimes, well, your world predictions are a little too heavy, but the nice ones I put out, and the economy will do a turnaround. There will be a turnaround.
I think February, March, it starts.
Yes, it started with Bill Clinton. Keep your eye on Bill Clinton and this new oil and gas well that Israel just found. And keep your eye and watch Israel and Iran become friends. That's going to be the beginning of the turnaround. And it's going to have a lot to do with Bill Clinton and Obama. That's good news, because a lot of people are out of work, a lot of people are hurt.
But the thing is, Michael, it's just like, if they look at it, the people that it hurt really badly, I'm one of them. But if I look at that situation as in any given situation in life that is a downfall, it builds bigger and better every time, and the lessons learned and the understanding gives me that much more value, just like appreciating things more, appreciating what I have and what, being spiritual, not materialistic, but those people out there right now that are homeless or losing their house or their food, go from mouth to mouth each day, and
absolutely,
it will get better. I see it get better as well.
Yes, and it's close to home. It used to be the guy on TV or the one you see.
Right.
And now it's like the guy two doors down, and it's like it's getting close to home.
And it's touching home as well. It's touching my family all the way around, not just me, but my children, my mother, my father, my father left, and my brothers and sisters, all of us. So
I
know that it's everywhere.
Every American has been touched by it, except, how.
The way I see it is if it hadn't have broken down, if you look back at when we were born, I was born in 56, what milk was like 35 cents a gallon. What is it now, $5, $5 a gallon? It had to break in order to bring the prices down. We have a call, Michael. Would you like to take a call? Let's take a call.
I don't mind. I thought we were just drinking, smoking cigars,
Let's see who's on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is David Schwartz.
David?
Hey. David Schwartz.
Hey, David. Welcome to the show.
Hi. David Schwartz.
Is this the David I was just talking to?
Yes. Yes.
No kidding. Wow. It's your night for spirit-led, huh?
Oh, my God.
I just got done
this is my lucky
this
night.
Guy.
Did
he? Yeah. So, but he's very interesting reads, Hassie, and... I think it would be good if maybe you could feel something for him. I gave him some numbers, David. Would you want to give her the numbers I gave you?
Sure, sure. Okay, I got 14. 5,
oh, David, stop.
Wait a minute. David, I have to get in and
I'm sorry I had to break in you.
Now
that is funny.
Give me the beginning again.
I'm Angelique's son.
Well, he stunned you, doesn't he? Michael's that good. I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
David?
I'm ready. I've got my pen.
Okay.
If you could give me the numbers, David.
Okay, the number is 10, 26, 9, 18, 24, 7, 14, 5, 3, and 11.
Wow. Do you have your the broadcast on near you, or you have a lot of feedback in your phone? So if you're near this computer, would you mind stepping away or either turning it down?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear you before, but it was feedback.
Okay, there's feedback. Yeah. Try for the computer.
Okay. David, what you have at the beginning is a 10, which is two fives, because you go 5 + 5 is a 10. That's double change. You have two changes in your life coming up. You are closing a door,
wow,
and you are coming into a very strong, powerful, not only spiritual, but physically, a physical and a spiritual transformation of a change. You have an 8, 2 and 6 equals an 8, which is an infinity number as well as money changing. You have money that is exchanging, getting ready to get more steady and secure. You have a 9, which is a 333, which is, there again, the back of the money is a pyramid, right, which is the three triangles. You have, there's money again. You have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit transforming within you, feeling more secure with your abilities of believing where and what this world is all about, the mystery of the pyramid, you know, the great mystery of God, the Creator, creating our soul in His image, and then, you know, we are part of that. You have a 9 again. If you add the 1 and 8, it equals a 9, which is backing up that 9, which was the 333. You have a 2-4, which is a 6, which is another double 3. You've got a definite transforming of your spiritual self and understanding more of your gifts and mystery that has been contemplated on your mind for a long time, of pretty much like, who am I, what am I, where am I going with my lifetime. You've got a 7, which is a completion number. It's completing of the cycle that you've been in. People change every 7 years. You have definitely changed for a very good, strong transformation, which is also wonders, your wonderment and awe with things. Your feelings are stronger. You're more open to understanding things. You have a 14, which is a 5, which is another change. And you have a 5 again right beside it, which is change. Then you have a 3, which is backing up that 9, that 18, and that 24. And then 11 always equals opening up to the next dimension, opening into another part of your life, kind of like transforming. So if you see all these numbers together, excuse my dog, she's blind. She saw me move my hand. So you have, let's see right quick.
Very, very much on the money.
You have
Cassie.
A 53, which is an 8. And that is a puppy. A 5 and an 8 is a 13, okay? And a 13 equals a 4. So there is your foundation. You've got that solid foundation, very firm and ready to go with it. Let's go, David. Way to go.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. See? It's just like in the reading.
Is it?
Wow.
Yes, I have him in a major transformation and moving forward and bringing out the real him and developing it, and you were right on the money.
Why are there friends all around him? I see a lot of friends, a lot of people.
Wow. That, you know,
a lot
of
a lot of new friendships,
yeah,
new arrivals, changing
see?
His attitude, and maybe
yeah,
becoming more of a,
yeah,
instead of the doubt, it's confirming yourself,
yeah,
as a, I am,
yeah,
good, I am great, and
yeah.
not the self doubt anymore. It's more of a change, and it's, I see summertime, it's hot. So you're out like with some people, like a trip or something that's really hot, you know, maybe the beach or I don't know, but you're like out there having a great time. That's what I see. So
yeah,
I hope that helps.
Okay, I see anything with a relocation for them, because they were waiting for a relocation or a move or an inspection being done. I was feeling it being very soon. I was just wondering if...
You know, I'm getting palpitations and excitement when you said that. So it's like anticipating, like hold the horses back and let them go at the gate at the proper time instead of jump starting. Like don't jump out there and run it real quick, because it will not transform the way that it's supposed to. But I do see excitement and newness around You know, just like with his numbers, it's a definite change, which is two fives. And you've got one, two, three, four. You've got four fives in this, which is extreme change in your life. So.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. So, well, and David, I read you a few minutes ago, so I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to give you anything other than what I just said. I'm glad Tassie got to read you, and
I hope they coincided together because I have no idea, you know, what you said. Or...
Oh, very close, very close.
Really?
Yeah. The numbers were right on, right, David?
Oh, they were right on, definitely. And it's so it's so nice to finally talk to you on the radio, Tassie. It's so nice to
thank you so much.
Finally got to. I feel so wonderful tonight. I just feel like I want to take a trip, actually.
Oh, well, definitely. Lots of new people in your life.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Yep, in different ways.
Amen for that. I would love to take a trip because I like to go to the beach in the summer and the warm weather. I love to do that.
Yeah.
I love
you've got a good balance with yourself coming up, you know, instead of the, I feel like... I do a lot of personality readings more so than anything, but if you don't mind, I'll go into your personality a little bit, David. Which is you're very smart. You're extremely brilliant, but you're taken the wrong way. Like in school, you knew the answers. You knew the questions, the answers to the situations, but by the time it got out your hand, you had so much information that could go along with those answers that it kind of flubbed you up a little bit. You are also very perfectionistic within yourself, which you never feel like that you have completed it good enough. And you are hard on yourself, Dave, very hard on yourself. And that's a good thing. However, the affirmations of feeling sabotaged, I feel sabotaged. I don't know what that means to you, but like self-sabotaging things because you feel like that you're not worth it or you're not, you know what I mean? Because you're so concerned over the abandonment or the issues that could come along with situations that you sabotage it so you don't feel it so bad. Does that make sense? I don't know what I'm talking. I don't know.
Very much so.
It does.
Very much so.
It does.
The thing is that it's all different now. That's in the past.
Yeah.
And now this today, David, is very strong, very trustworthy, very... If you meet somebody, you're a friend for life. You've got a heart that's that deep. And you will get that in return from other people, what you put out there, because you're so strong with energy that you pull back, you pull towards you, just like everybody in the world, but yours is very profound with pulling towards you. And I see the color purple and green around you, you know, like it's a lavender purple and the color green around you, which is grounding. But purple is like a love, you know, it's pink is love, but purple is more of a passionate color of a faith and abilities. You've got a lot going for you, and I really appreciate your call. You're a blessing.
Thank you.
David's hoping to be a teacher for the disadvantaged or disabled.
Well, maybe that's what I'm picking up then, because those children are doubtful and hurt, and, you know?
Well, he loves working with children, he said.
Really?
Yeah. So you were like 9. You were like 99.9% on.
Oh, wow.
And,
David, thank you so much for you and
you.
For what
I
you give out to people.
Friends. I mean, I have a lot of gifts.
Hi, Tassie.
Yes,
Ashley, thank you so much. You were right on the money.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Absolutely right on the money.
Angel.
A lot
thank
of what
you.
He was getting was from his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
you know
it made David stronger. It made David a strong person to to feel reassured and self-assured.
Yes.
This is his this
And
is
he keeps
year.
Me grounded, like Michael said. He does. He keeps me grounded.
He gets your politics and governors, too.
Yeah, he's very good at that. He gets through big officials. He calls Obama's office. I mean, he's...
I got the channel.
He's an incredible young man. His father,
very
though, can't recognize him, but that's his problem.
But that doesn't matter, because if
you
he let,
like, right
he knows,
on, you hit the nail on the head.
You're a blessful, very blessful person. It's so nice.
You're fantastic.
I finally got to talk to you.
I love you too. Thank
you so much.
Good night.
Isn't
that fantastic? Thank you, David.
Bye-bye, David. God bless and keep in touch.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless you so much.
Big hugs.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
And Tassie, I did not arrange that. I did not. He said,
well,
oh,
how
you
could
gotta...
you have arranged? How could you have arranged that? I
That's
wasn't,
what I,
you know what I mean? I didn't
well,
know what you would read.
I was rushed for time, and I told him, I said, listen, I said, he goes, well, you got a show tonight, and I'll call in. And then I meant to tell him that it was at BBS, not Blog Talk, you know, and
uh-huh.
we didn't have much control over the calls or
right.
who's calling, you know what I mean?
Well, it's first come, first serve.
But he was the first one, and he was like, right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic read. He's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, it was,
we have another call.
I know that.
Let's take it. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. It's Sybil.
No. My sister,
yeah.
Michael, this is who I was talking to you about last night. Sybil.
Wow.
Silver 1313. I haven't heard your voice, Sybil, in 3 years or more. It is wonderful to hear you. See, Michael, we called her for us by talking about her, how wonderful a friend she was. Yeah.
Now, this is a good friend.
I've known her in Yahoo chat and, just around. And, and she reminds me a lot of your son, what you share with me about, with your son.
You mentioned her last night, and here she is calling.
Exactly. That's just the way you put it out there. It comes forward.
Yeah.
I said, I really wished I knew her number and how to get in touch with you. So, well, and here you are. Let's let Michael give you a little intuitive there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Michael give you an intuitive for you.
Okay. Let's see what I got for Sybil, and then hopefully it's all good stuff. Usually it is, because that's what I like to focus on. But that there are bumps in the road, and... But there are usually blessings and lessons that were strong enough to view them that way.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. So, Sybil, boy, interesting.
I know, it's a lot, isn't it? Woo.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. First of all, I want to make sure, have you been ill or was ill or are ill or somebody close to you having a problem?
I am ill.
You're ill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They just found off on, and there's a possibly cystic tumor on my adrenal gland.
Yeah. So you know you got surgery coming, right?
Yes.
Okay. I feel very successful with the surgery, and I'm not worried about it. And I don't practice or diagnose medicine or prognosis. I'm just being told that Spirit wants you to know that they're working with your illness. So that's my duty to relay that to you. And that you'll need some surgery, but I feel very good with it. I feel like a lot of your illness is corrected and you're feeling much better. I would say around August. Actually,
that's
yeah.
my birthday.
What's that?
That's my birthday.
What's that? Oh, that's your birthday, August?
Yeah.
Huh. So you're going to get a nice birthday present then?
It would
you're
be
gonna
a nice
be,
present,
You're going to be in the mood for love. And yeah, you're going to... Yeah, what if you do? Because I feel like there's a man...
either there and he improves tremendously, or you meet a new one. I'm stuck with that.
I did not want to meet a new one. I tell you what, I found this one quite by coincidence, and I would not give him up for anything.
Wow. When did that happen?
April 1st is when we officially started going out. I think we started talking in, like, early March. I was in a very bad situation and just needed a confidant that wasn't in the middle of it.
Man.
We started talking on the phone, and it just happened. It just clicked, and I ended up moving from Georgia to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So you're with the man of your life. Correct.
Awesome. I don't know what to do with him. I tell him all the time I'm not the person.
Did he move to you? Did he move to you?
He came from me first. Mm-hmm. From Pennsylvania, and I moved back with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're very much in love and happy.
Yes.
Correct. That's what I'm being told. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's magical. It's meant to be. You belong together. And it's going to get better. And it's
funny you say
April. I was going to ask you what's going on in April, so that April is some kind of an anniversary or something.
Yeah, it's our first anniversary. We're going to get married, but mm-hmm. I have a divorce that I've put off way too long, mainly for money issues. You know, I'm a single mom, and it was hard, but now I'm going to get my divorce.
Yeah. That is moving forward, your divorce. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not too far away. I would say, what, 3 months? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And it goes well. I mean, it seems pretty clear cut and dry, and I don't feel too much negativity around it. I feel like he wants to go to. He's got other things to do, or he wants to go somewhere, or relocate or something. But that's not the issue. The issue is that you have something that very few people find in life, and that's your soulmate, if there is such a thing. So, and it gets better. It gets better as your health gets better. You enjoy things more together. And I want to say that the medical procedures you have are all successful, and you're feeling much better in August. And I'll leave you with that. And maybe Tassie, I got some numbers. Tassie, you got your pencil?
I do.
I'm getting a 3, a 1, 11, 8, 4. 10, 12, 7.
Whoa. Wow. 13
and 11.
Okay.
10 numbers, wow.
Wow.
But I do feel...
I just had to add them up real quick because I broke them down as you went, but it's in 38, the number 38, which is an 11, which is like, you know, new openings, new beginnings, and, you know, a new transformation. So, well, you have a 3 at the beginning, which is, like any friend of yours is a friend of mine. You know, you have... you and another person, and they introduce you to someone, which is like a triad. There's a triangle there.
That's how I met you.
Have, huh?
That's how I met Monster.
Okay. You have a 1, which is an individual, which is uniquely standing on its own, which is you, and you're self-actualizing yourself, self-realizing about yourself, and pretty much not putting up with any more stuff. You're becoming your own, who you are, instead of what everybody else wants you to be and everybody else is something.
like three wishes and a want. You've got it all together. Then you have an 11 again, which I'm going to break that down to a 2 because the ending number was an 11 as well. And with a 2, that is you as a person as well as one other person that completes you because it goes back to that 1. There is 1 and 1, which equals 1 plus 1 minus 1 equals 1. Does that make sense? It's like your soulmate or,
yeah,
or you know. Then you have an 8, which is an infinity number, which is money changing. And then you have a 4 for foundation. Your foundation is strong and solid. It's also the 4 directions of the wind, and God is the wind. That's how he speaks to us and changes constantly. But it's a foundation of the Holy Spirit or your spiritual self becoming understanding because you've got a 10 next, which is double change, which that's just what it is. It's 2 fives, and it's a completion number. You know, 1 through 10, it's the whole. You don't forget the 0 because the 0 is before anything and after everything. It's the 0. It's the beginning and the ending of infinity. But with that 1, which is you, you've got an opportunity that you know that you're getting yourself together stronger because the next number is a 12, which is 3s. You know, you can break it down into 4 threes or 3, which makes much sense because you have that 4 as foundation. And then you have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Spirit, God, and you stating yes. The mystery is just in awe with you. You're in awe with the mystery. The back of the money, it's pyramid. You've got a 7, which is like the colors of the rainbow. Colors, you're colorful, very colorful now. You've got the shedding of a lot of darkness has come about, and it's a completion of you know, your wonders of your chakras being balanced. Because you're coming up with this surgery. So it's going to change your life. And then the 13 equals a 4 again, which is your foundation, and an 11, which is your door gate opening. So combined together, that equals an 11 because it's a 38, which is a definite opening new doors and new ways of living. You're changing your lifestyle as well. Does that help you?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. And phenomenal. Yes, I mean, it unfolded right with the reading.
It does. Yeah, both times.
But
we've got another call.
Okay.
And so, Civil, I'm going to let you go, and I love you, and God bless you so much forever and a day.
Love you, too. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. Nice lady.
Yeah, she's just a beautiful spirit. Just wonderful spirit. It's really good that she contacted us through BBS radio because I was just talking about her. She was so on my mind and heart, last night. You didn't remember who she was in chat, but you know how people just pop into your heart?
Yeah, happens all the time. And then,
yeah, we were just talking and I changed the subject really quick. And I said, the Silver 1313 is right here. Let's take the next call. You ready? Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How do?
I'm fine. Have I got Tassie on the phone?
You've got Tassie on the phone.
Well, Tassie, this is Gabby, dude.
I knew it was when you said, have I got Tassie on the phone? That's the girl that, remember, Michael, I told you about, I was sick and I went to Joy the Clown and my cousin Debbie.
Yeah.
You remember that, Michael? A couple of months ago, I was telling you about my cousin Debbie going on Joy the Clown with Bozo. She's the oldest cousin of the whole group. You know, 200 and something of us. Wow, I have not talked to you in eons.
Oh, my God. Everybody,
we're all so busy.
How are you? Well, we'll get into
I'm doing
you know
well. I'm nursing the 2 knees and the 2 surgeries on my big toe.
Let Michael pick up what he picks up on you.
Okay,
and your name was
Hi,
Debbie?
Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, Deborah,
Whichever. What do you like?
I'm called anything.
She's called Debbie.
I'm doing good, thank you.
Do you know how I was called Ikey all my life, Debbie?
Yeah.
She was called Debbie.
That's what Papa used to call me.
We're the German family. She's stepmom, you know, the Grandma Holzhauser, the one that, where the house on 1300 Queensway West, I was telling you, was haunted. This is where Debbie was my side kick. Isn't it haunted, Debbie?
Yeah, it is haunted. Nobody wants to buy the freaking thing.
And it seems like everybody that we talked about is calling.
I said, I know.
It's amazing.
I just talk about you all the time. Debbie, I talk to Michael all the time about you. And just the other day, I said, my cousin got to go on Joey the Clown and say, my cousin's sick, but I'm here.
It's pneumonia.
And I was just telling him about that.
Yeah.
All the things we used to do, Kathy.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
in
fun.
In that haunted house with Uncle Ronnie and Aunt Linda and Jenny and Tilly, Dickie, Shirley, Fatty, Billy, Diddy, Jenny, Reggie, Linda, Gabriel, Paul, and Ronnie.
No, I don't even want to think about it. And then start with the cousins, I forget. There's too many
of them. And her mother, Michael, her mother is Tilbird. Tilly that I sent the bird stuff to for Thanksgiving is 80 years old, Mama's oldest sister. And I'll contact her how to get in touch with you, Debbie, and here you are. That's wonderful. Michael, what do you see for Debbie?
I hope it's something decent because I need all the decent I can get.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, right off the bat, I'm getting a very loving energy, a very family-type feel that there's a transition going on in the family. Is the family expanding for you, Debbie? Is some, a child getting married?
No, I have a child that is in the middle. She just decided to get a divorce, and my grandchildren are involved, and I feel that they may be in a tough situation.
They are. I do feel that there's a lot of support, though, for them to...
My other children are very supportive of us and supportive of children.
Yeah. You know...
Boy, is she Southern sounding or what? I'm hearing somebody Southern for once.
I feel like a lot of people would like to see them stick it out and make it or heal.
I don't think it's going to happen because my daughter won't let it.
What do you see with Debbie instead of focusing on, because Debbie does that. She'll twist it so that all our life is growing up. She doesn't like to focus on her. She likes to have, she's a mother. She's the mother of everybody.
Right. So just go to herself then. Mm-hmm.
I'd love it. I'd love to hear what you see within Deb.
Well, within her and, let me just rearrange.
Because I'm just saying, Michael, the reason you're picking up on that is from what I've heard and from my mother. I haven't talked to Debbie in a long time. She is she's got, I don't know how many kids and how many grandkids. She's the mother of, and she was the mother for us all our lives, you know, protecting us and like going on Joy the Clown and being a spokesperson, you know, for my birth. She's that kind of a person. And I would love,
Well, that's
so
what
you picked right up on it.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, that she may be the focus of the healing or the catalyst for some of it. And I don't
I'm having trouble with my daughter in that we are in the middle of a fight, so we're kind of strange right now.
Okay, well, I'll leave you with there'll be healings in the family, okay? I'll just
leave you
with that then, okay?
And I hope they're healing with my help.
Yes. Now, health-wise, I'm a little concerned. I believe I heard you mention something about knees already.
I've had two knee surgeries, and I've had to have my right big toe fused twice. So, and this has all been since March.
Wow.
So I've been laid up since March. And I don't know whether I'm going to have a job to go back to because my job is one that I have to stand on my feet 8 hours.
Right.
And I don't know whether God is going to lead me to a sit-down job or not.
or sit down and talk.
I'm quite concerned.
Or whether the place that you're at even goes out of their way for you. That's a very
There's not a possibility of any sit-down job or anything that I would be able to do. I mean, I could do anything, but it would still require standing and stooping.
Okay. You have other females that may... Did you ever consider working from home or think about it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I used to own my own special events company, and we have, my children and I and my husband have decided to try to start a home business, which is Brides on a Budget.
Okay.
And we're trying to get that in order, but it's not quite there yet.
Okay. I feel that, 'cause to be honest with you, I really don't feel you going back to work. I feel you working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And putting a business together, and there is a loving energy male involved, which I believe may be your husband. And
my son also.
Yeah,
is involved.
This I was going to say three people, but I thought it was another female.
My eldest daughter is going to be my business manager, so she's quite strong.
Absolutely, and she also has the ability and the talent to do it. Did she receive any training or schooling in that area?
She is with Bank of America. She's a financial vice president of the financial department.
Yep. I feel like she's more than. I feel like you got a nice little team right there, and that you're going to work through all the glitches, and that it's gonna take off. It's gonna work for you. It's gonna keep you busy, and it's gonna make you some money.
God gave me the talent, and I've been fighting it, so I need to go with it. So now's the time.
It's a win-win thing. I'm feeling February and March. I'm hearing toasting and celebrating, and it's connected to business. So you make a lot of headway by the end of March. A lot of headway.
Right, so that was our goal day.
Yeah,
March. April.
Yeah, it's gonna be March, and I can hear the glasses and the celebrating almost like you know they break a bottle on a ship and or cut the ribbon and I feel like it's gonna be very successful, and it's due to that female that knows about that. Actually, it's due to everybody that's involved. It's really a team effort.
I have my team, and
family oriented and based. Now with your health, I'm feeling you have good doctors. It's gonna be a lot of it is gonna be more coping skills and how to live with it. Than actual complete healings and cures, but you're gonna feel a lot better. I would say actually it goes along with the opening of the business, but by September of the new year, you feel like a new woman. So you feel like a new woman. And it's going to unfold in stages. Don't expect it right away, but expect it, because, like I said, in September, you're right back to fixing everybody else.
Right.
So, other than that, unless you have a question that you were wondering about,
I guess this is trivial, and maybe my husband's been holding the load financially, and I haven't been working. Just a question, you know, his strengths, and, you know, is there anything there that may be on his horizon to help him somewhere along the line?
I can always kick myself in the butt because my guides say, give her these extra little things, and I say, no, I'm done, and then and then you just ask me the question that they wanted to answer anyway. I do feel hubby is under a little above normal pressure and stress, and I'm feeling a little moody, and that I feel that the only thing that I would really need to do is you know, baby him once in a while and some kind of a getaway, even if it's like a visit to an old friend or a family member or just you and him, bonding.
Come on over. I haven't seen you or talked to you in, what, 5 years?
Well, I'm humped over with the cane and I'm with the wheelchair.
Right, but I mean, well, here we are both in Charlotte and we don't even talk very much. And, you know, I haven't seen you since Ashley was getting engaged. That's 5 years ago.
Well, that's right, since her shower.
And if I lived anywhere near this woman and I had an issue, medical or otherwise, I would go see her because she's the most phenomenal healer and she goes deep and she takes things out and you feel better when you're done with Cassie. So I can't say enough about her.
Cassie, I should have probably come over to your house the other night when all heck was breaking loose.
There you go.
Well, my door's always open. Just come on over. I haven't seen you in so long. I do deep root soul retrievals and, you know, transformations for people. Mm-hmm. You know, Ashley wasn't able to get pregnant, and we did traumatic healing ritual with her, which is just a Native American, you know, using the earth. But I'm totally, as you know, very strong with the Holy Spirit. But she was pregnant in 7 days. Michael had an issue with his legs. You know, his legs were hurting and open and sores. And I made new skin for his legs, which the doctor said he wasn't going to. I didn't do it. God did it. But, you know.
God did it through her.
And the doctor said there's no explanation, so.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yes, so just this lady is a phenomenal human being, and the Holy Spirit flows through her.
Well, I've known her since the day she was born, and she's been a phenomenal cousin, and we used to have her kids play with my kids, and she makes one mean casserole. Mean casserole.
I love to cook.
Oh, boy.
And I love her to pieces. And you're right. She has it in her heart. And she always has.
You know, I feel sorry for everybody that doesn't get a chance to meet her.
I do, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Yay, I needed that. I needed a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. It's good to kisses and kudos to you.
Yeah, you don't hear it. I don't hear it very often. And I know I was taken and misunderstood most a lot because I was an upside down in a right side up world. But I stuck with it. I stuck by my guns and I did what the Holy Spirit had me led to do, which is walking that hard walk and learning out there by knowing and hearing the Spirit. And a lot of people use my words or put them in books. And it used to offend me because it was what the Spirit told me. But my mother said that flattery is the best compliment that I could have if people were wanting to say, you know, like Daddy saying to me on his third day of passing, he said, listen with your heart and not your mind. Well, that's a worldwide thing now. And it just humbles me to see that. So I am just truly blessed, and I give all the credit to the Lord.
That's
but right. I appreciate you saying that because without the Lord, I would not be where I am today.
Amen.
And that is amen. I will not falter. But He gives us tools.
Spirit.
He gives us, you know, Grandmama Hill was Cherokee, and she picked my hands up one day and she said, "You got hands like my daddy," which was my great grandfather. And she said he would take my cousin. Burnt her hands with boiling water, and he held them, and they totally healed. She says, "You've got healing hands, and
within your child. So you've got something that I hope you use one day and search your roots. And your mother wrote a humongous book on our roots, you know, going all the way back to the wagon wheels being made. And, yeah, Debbie's mother did. And Debbie,
say, when was that? I wasn't born when that.
Oh, we've got, it's like an encyclopedia. It's pictures and everything.
Oh,
it's only the brothers and sisters got one. But I've seen my mother's, and it tells all our roots and, you know, them coming from Germany.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I saw it when I was down there. And I, you know, I moved down there for 6 months last year.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's the, our family, Aunt Rusty's a prophetic preacher. She goes all over Israel and everywhere. We all have these deep gifts that were passed to us. And you've got a lot of gifts, Debbie. You're very, very talented. You've always been talented. You've always been very creative.
Thank you.
Very creative. And would you say it was Brides on a Budget? Is that what?
Yes, it's Brides on a Budget. And our anticipated opening date was March or April. That's our you know, goal date.
Michael,
and we're just trying to get finalized some paperwork.
Well, let me tell you, anything this man says to you, he has read me from, he's the only one I'll let tell me anything, but he gave me a reading a couple of weeks ago that has unfolded exactly, word for word. And he doesn't do the destiny thing to where you go chase it. It's things he couldn't know. So hold on to what he says, because he is probably the most profound, accurate consultant in the intuitive field. So,
okay.
But thank you so much for the call. Please keep in touch.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie Petey.
My number is on my number. Yeah, but what granddaddy called me? Ike.
And Chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Yes.
You got me craving fatback and grits.
I'm trying to get Michael to come have a visit here, Daddy.
Well,
he's a New Yorker. He's deep in New York, like in the Catskill Mountains.
Yeah.
Oh.
He would be mind blown. And I told him I wanted to take him to 1300 Queensway West, where the house can't be
rebuilt.
You
need a cleansing over there, man. I'm telling you, nobody will buy the lot. Nobody will buy.
I'm telling you, it's haunted. I'm telling you that the lady tore it down because it was haunted. And then a football. What's our football team's name? I forgot.
The Panther, the linebacker.
He bought it, and it got halfway built, but the saws and stuff were going. You know, nobody messing with him, so he quit building the darn house. It's just because we did. Remember that big pillar that stood in the front yard, Debbie, with the big.
Yes.
Ball on it, and the metaphysical ball, and the seances and all the stuff
rebuilding it again, and they were putting the siding, like not the siding, but what they put up under the siding, it kept falling down.
Yeah, they couldn't put the siding on it. It's kind of like a sanctuary for what all we did at Grandma's house and stuff, you know.
But I guarantee you, if you or I or anybody in the family were to build on it, it'd be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is the problem, because it is the whole corner lot. Grandma and Granddaddy had 13 living, and they had two houses on the corner. And a lot of stuff went on there, you know.
Yeah.
It was a strong family, and Ronnie visits me often. You know Uncle Ronnie, Michael. Uncle Ronnie and Peggy, the profound composer of music.
Yeah.
Well, he visits me a couple of times. We've been over there, but I wouldn't get out. And he has renounced and walked around. My mother's anointed it. Everybody's anointed that yard. But
I would love
tell
it.
You, Mama says it's from the pedestal with the big crystal ball that's up in the yard. And I said, yeah. And, you know, Carter has that, Carmen's brother has that ball, that crystal ball. And anyway, it's a great family. We've learned a lot, and it's a very strong, 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 deep-rooted family.
Yeah, we have
gone through a lot. And very, very, very metaphysically gifted. Aunt Jenny's profound, isn't she?
Yes, she is. When she wants to be.
Yeah. She hides her. Well, anyway, you're very gifted, Debbie, as well. And I tell you who's the most gifted
in
your family.
I don't know that I am. I don't have a sixth sense.
Got a lot of compassion. You've got a lot of empathic abilities, which is healing and feeling other people's feelings. You're very sensitive.
No, I am very empathetic.
Yes, that is a very strong gift. That's a healing gift. And, you know, just evolve them, because it will come out in your creations, in your new job, in your new business. You know, put forth what people's colors are. You know, ask the people what's their favorite color. You know, go with the different meanings behind what each flower means, or the different meanings behind the colors, and transform it that way. And it is a profound way of just connecting with the person, you know, get to know them, and then that way.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm, and get to know the bride that's a potential client, and let them know a little, you know, do some research on what different flowers mean, or do some research, you know, have it printed out if you need to at first. But before you know it, you're going to know by looking at the person exactly what they want and how they feel.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's perfect information.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
And perfect. Anything else you want to ask? Or?
No. This divorce with Adrian's driving me nuts, but it just got started, so we'll just have to wait and see what the Lord has in store. As long as
we
can lean Sarah, okay?
Very much. We're getting ready to go off the air, so we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
And I love you to pieces and back. And don't be a stranger.
I love you too.
Go to my BBS, just click on my picture on BBS Radio.
I'll see it.
And
I got it right
directly,
here.
You will go directly to my phone number. There's my phone number, 704-906-3004. You use that number, girlfriend, cousin, my eldest cousin.
Okay.
It's good to contact with you again. I really am blessed for that.
I'm coming down for a visit, Debbie.
Debbie, do you know I have my grandmama's cameo tonight? First time I've worn it in years, that she gave me when I was 13. As the it's a long story. I'm sure you know it, but look how this connects. So, anyway, we're going to hang up. Do you want to stay with us while we get off the air, or you want to hang up?
Yeah, it doesn't make a bit of difference.
Okay. Michael, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Can I get out there one time?
How
they
get me?
You've
got to get out there your information, and that you are my guest every first Tuesday of every month.
Absolutely. I will be here the first Tuesday of every month, and I'm thrilled, and I want to thank BBS for allowing it, and I'm looking forward to doing it. Tassie's with me the last Wednesday of every month, 7 to 9 p.m.
At
my radio
talk.
Station, at Blog Talk.
If you go to my profile page, you'll see all the information, right?
Absolutely. We created a banner, and it's on the front page of my Blog Talk page, and it connects me to BBS Radio Bridge and Wisdom page.
And so, mine connects you to Blog Talk.
And Tassie connects to mine, so you can go back and forth and have an easy time finding us. And we're going to work together and help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, and praise the Lord.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And with that, Michael and Deborah and David and Civil, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate the universe so much for blessing us with such love and abundance, and changing our lives and transforming us. And first and foremost, I appreciate BBS Radio for carrying this station. And with that, we are Bridging Wisdom. Kathy Cook, known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, along with Michael Goger, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. We are off the air. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye.